I think it's time we acknowledge the Savior. He's God, the one who died but resurrected.
He's Lord,
the only one who ever pleased the Father.
King,
come on, let's go.
Things on his own.
He is Jesus the boss.
He's almighty, y'all can't mock him.
He is Jesus the boss. Yeah.
He's everlasting, no one can match him.
He is Jesus the boss.
And who can compare with that? Let alone stand where he's at or share his stats when it comes to presenting the gospel. You can't leave him out, he's the main attraction. Came down from his high seat, kicked it with liars and thieves. He was a lion, a beast, wrapped inside a fleece, striving to please God by becoming a spotless sheep.
Yes, sir.
Who would take the wrath for us? Plus, let the Roman soldiers tag him up. Then gave up his life, but after the funeral, he flipped it like a spatula. And rose so miraculously, just like the prophecy said it must be. Resurrected from the grave and stood husky. Turned around and told death,
yo,
you can't touch me. He's sovereign, let's honor him.
He is Jesus the boss.
He's the king on the throne, running things on his own.
He is Jesus the boss.
He's almighty, y'all can't mock him.
He is Jesus the boss. Yeah.
He's everlasting, no one can match him.
He is Jesus the boss.
Yeah, and he solemnly rules above every earthly authority. Beat when the authorities came to get him in the garden, we can see his sovereignty.
They rolled up like, we looking for the one that calls himself Yahweh seed.
Okay.
And he responded, I am he.
And they fell to the ground. Now how could we not see that he is majestic? Cause even though he was neglected and by pagans he was arrested, to be put in a tomb, he resurrected. He's the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Let the kingdom sing and bring bling to his name. For our sins he was slain, but an everlasting king he remains.
He's sovereign, let's honor him.
He is Jesus the boss.
He's the king on the throne, running things on his own.
He is Jesus the boss.
He's almighty, y'all can't mock him.
He is Jesus the boss. Yeah.
He's everlasting, no one can match him.
He is Jesus the boss.
The whole time, descended and conformed like Optimus Prime. A human being with a top of the line. He was tempted by Satan, but we watched him decline. Later we see the main feature of the Bible, washing the feet of his disciples, teaching them to abide by the commands of God and to go out teaching it in cycles. Soon after, he ascended, leaving his spirit to help us seek his presence. Now he's at the edge of his seat in heaven, ready to come back soon. And he's offended with the way most diss him and ignore him, but not us Christians who adore him. We gon' serve him and lift him up higher as we await the return of the Messiah.